Today we're going to learn Sota Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. That's the last Amud of the first Parak of Masechta Sota. We were just discussing the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, so we're going to continue to discuss things related to that. And we're also going to talk today about the notion of Mahu Af Atah, that we have a requirement to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. And we're also, Be'ezrus Hashem, going to discuss briefly at the very end, the Gemara is going to discuss the schar of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, the great schar that Moshe Rabbeinu received. So let's begin. We're up to Vamir Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. Since the discussions about the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu were stated by Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, so the Gemara continues with another thing that he says. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichu, that you should go after Hashem your God? V'chiyav shalala adam lahalich achar shechina. Is that possible for a human being to follow the Shechina? So Valukvar Nemar, Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlohu. We have another pasuk in Devarim Perek Dalad that tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu is an all-consuming fire, so there's no following the Shechina. Elo lahalich achar midosav. It means to lahalich achar midosav shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, to mimic the midos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the hanhagos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do what he does. Mahu malbish arum, just like God clothes those who need clothing. Dichsiv ayas Hashem Elokim lo Adam liyishto kosnos arve al bishem, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for Adam and Chava, and he clothed them. Afatah hal b'sharum. So if we know of people who need clothing, we need to provide them with clothing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick. Dechsev ayir elav Hashem beilonei mamrei, that on the third day after Avram Avinu's bris milah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu went to visit him. Afatah baker cholim. We too have to be mevaker cholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the mitzvah of Nichum HaVeilim, he comforted mourners, d'chsiv, v'hi achrei mos Avram v'yivarech Elokim es Yitzchak beno, that after the death of Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up to give a blessing to Yitzchak. That's Nichum HaVeilim, the bracha of Nichum HaVeilim. Avatah Nachim HaVeilim, we too have to be Menachim HaVeilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavar mesim, d'chsiv v'yikparo sobegai. And this relates back to our discussion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So Avatah kavar mesim. Part of the chesed we have to do to other people is also to bury the dead. So we see from this drasha that we're supposed to mimic the behaviors of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is another Gemara that also tells us Mahu Afata, I think at the end of the first paragraph of Basra, maybe Kiddushin as well, but it has an entirely different set of examples of Mahu Afata, that it tells us that Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afata Chanun, not about actions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but about character traits of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And those are two separate things, and they're derived from separate psukim. We have to feel what a Kodesh Baruch Hu feels, meaning bein adam la'atzma, we have to be good people, merciful people, compassionate people, kind people, and we have to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, bein adam la'chavero. That's what Rav Asher Weiss points out. Those two Gemaras are not saying the same thing. Says the Gemara, kosnos or, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made clothing for Adam and Chava, Rav Shmuel chad amar davar haba mina or, that it was something that was made out of leather, it's something that grows out of the hide of an animal, meaning something made out of wool, because wool grows out of the hide. It's something that the skin gets pleasure from, gets benefit from, meaning pishtan, which you wear directly on the skin and is very soft. So darish rabbi simlai. Torah tchilasa gemilas chasadim v'sofa gemilas chasadim. The Torah starts and ends with gemilas chasadim, with the chesed of Hashem. Tchilasa gemilas chasadim d'ksav v'yas Hashem l'kim l'adam l'shtok chasadim sor. It starts with the gemilas chasadim of Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided clothing for Adam and Chava. V'sofa gemilas chasadim d'ksiv v'ikparo sabagai. And it ends with gemilas chasadim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu burying Moshe Rabbeinu. So before we get to that, main point over here is that we see that our Kodesh Baruch Hu does many great acts of chesed, like Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim and Mal Bisharumim. So we too, Mahu Afata, we too have to behave in those ways. So now the Gemara says, Dorish Rabbi Simlai, Mipre Manisava Moshe Rabbeinu Likanis Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu so badly want to enter Eretz Yisrael? What, V'chilechel Mipiryo Hutzarech? Did he need to eat from its fruit, or the spa, mituva utzarech? Did he need to satisfy himself from its goodness? Elakach amar Moshe. No, what Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking was as follows: Harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael v'in meskaimin Ella be'Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvos that we have that we can only fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. Akanes ani la'aretz kedei she'yiskaymu kulan al yadi. I want to enter Eretz Yisrael so that I could fulfill all those mitzvos. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum ata mevakesh al lekabel sachar. Why do you want all these things? You want these things so that you can get reward for the kiyum mitzvos. Don't worry. Mala ani alecha kilu asisim. I'm God. I can give you that reward. So even if you don't actually do it, shenemar lachena chalek labarabim v'satzumim yichal. So we darsh in the entire pasuk to be talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, phrase by phrase. You might think that he only gets schar like the later ones that don't have such great schar, v'lokarishonim, and not like the earlier ones that have great schar, meaning this is best understood based on Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf, that the Rishonim used to be Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, so they were worthy of more open miracles, where Achronim were not Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, so they were not worthy of open miracles. So you might think that the schar that Moshe gets is not the greatest schar, not the highest level schar, that it's a lower level schar. Tamalomar v'satzumim yichalik shalom. Kavram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, that he's going to get schar, the likes of which was received by Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, shein atzumim b'torah mitzvos, who were extremely strong in Torah mitzvos. The pasuk continues, tachas asher he'er elamavis nafsho, shemasaratzma lemisa, that he was willing to give himself over to death for the sake of the Jewish people. Shenemar, because Moshe Rabbeinu had said after the Chada Egel, in the aftermath of the Chada Egel, v'im ayin, if you're not going to save these people, mecheinina, then erase me from your book. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to fall on the sword for the Jewish people. Ve'es poshim nimna, what's that phrase mean? Shenimna imesei midbar, that he's counted amongst those who died in the desert. And it tells us furthermore, v'hu chet rabim nasa, and that he bore the sin of the masses. Shekiper al maisa egel, that he managed to achieve kapara for the Jewish people for the chere egel. And the pasuk continues, v'la poshim yafgia, that he davened for the poshe Yisrael. Yafgia is a lashon of tefila. Shebikesh rachamim al poshe Yisrael sheyachzur b'tshuva. He davened for the poshe Yisrael to do tshuva. Also an important point, that we don't daven for poshe Yisrael to die or to suffer or to... No, we daven for them to do tshuva. That's the point that Bruria taught her husband, Rabbi Meir. Ve'in pigia el tefila. And the lashon of pigia is a lashon of tefila. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin, va'ata al tispalel ba'ada amazeh, va'al tisa ba'adam rina utfila, vial tifgabi. So you see, the lashon of tifka is the lashon of tefila. So the last main point over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu received great, great reward. The reward for mitzvos that relate to Eretz Yisrael, even though he never fulfilled them, and on a very high level, the level of reward that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov would have received, and all that because he's Moser Nefesh for the sake of the Jewish people. He was Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Okay, and that concludes Hamakani Lishto, the first parak of Masechta Sota. Next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.